sometimes Hilchos Bitzias HaPas gets looked over. It's not so, people don't look at it so much. It's not so snazzy. But the truth is, there are some halachas which are pertinent and not so well known. For us, these halachas are probably most relevant on Shabbos, but it has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos. These are a few general issues. So just to mention a couple of things. Here in Kuf Samach Zayin, Siv Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says a surprising thing, that let's say one person is washing the Tilas Yadayim, another person is making Hamotzi for everybody. And the other person is still washing the Tilas Yadayim. He hasn't washed the Tilas Yadayim yet. So he could still be Yotze with that Hamotzi. I haven't seen people know this halacha, but I've seen situations where someone's making Hamotzi for a lot of people, and there's one person who's making Hamotzi, didn't realize he didn't wash yet, or he's still finishing up the... So a lot of people assume if you haven't washed, then you're not able to be covered under that hamotzi. So that's not correct. You're still able to, if the person is obviously lechatchila, everyone should be sitting down at the table having already washed tilas yadayim. But it is possible to be yotzei the hamotzi even if a person has not washed tilas yadayim yet or is in the process of washing tilas yadayim. The Mishnah Berurah says further that as long as he hasn't dried his hands yet when the person makes hamotzi, so he's still in the process, or he hasn't started the process of Tilas Yadayim yet. He could even make the bracha of Tilas Yadayim after the Hamotzi, and still Yotze, that's not a hefsek, and he could sit down and have bread, and he's Yotze with that Birchas Hamotzi. So that is an interesting halacha that I've seen situations where that would be relevant. Moving on later in that simen, so in Sif Yud Ches, so Shulchan Aruch says, Abotzei anosim prusa lifnei kol echad, that the person who makes that motzi puts down a piece of challah in front of each individual, and the individual takes the challah. So there are two issues that the Shulchan Aruch is alluding to here. So first one is not mentioned explicitly here in the Shulchan Aruch; it's mentioned later in Siman Kuf Ayin Aleph. But the Mishnah Berurah zeroes in on it here as well, which is that a person is not supposed to throw the bread. He's supposed to place the bread down, but there's a person is not actually supposed to throw bread. When it comes to throwing food in general, so the halacha in Kuf Ayin Aleph is that if the food is not going to get ruined or made disgusting for people, people are not going to be interested in eating it, you're allowed to throw it. However, not when it comes to bread. When it comes to bread, bread is more chashuv, and therefore it's considered to be a bizarion ochlim to go ahead and to throw bread. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, if you just made a motzian, it's also a bizarion to the bracha as well. So therefore, a person should not throw it. I saw in the Pitzkei Tshuvas that he is melamed zchus on people who do throw it, and he says there is an opinion, and there is a minority opinion in the both the Rishonim and the Achronim, who say that, and he quotes the Shutis Oris Tshuva, that his father, the Ksav Sofer, used to go ahead and throw the challah at the Shabbos table. So I tried to look it up. It seems like Hebrew books, they're missing that page in the Oris Tshuva. I don't know. It didn't see... But in any event, so limud zchus you have. But the recommendation definitely would be not to throw, rather to pass. The second issue that the Shulchan Aruch is mentioning here, which he mentions explicitly, he says, "Ena butzeh nosin biyata ochel elim kein hoyava." They don't hand the bread directly to the person, but rather you put it down in front of them and they pick it up, unless it's an ava. It's an inyan of avelus. In avelus, we pass directly to the hand of the ava. So therefore, the rest of the time, we don't do so. So here as well in the Pitzkei Tshuvas, even a stronger limud zchus for people who pass directly. And he points out that this is not Medina de Gemara, it's not mentioned in Chazal anywhere. This is discussed by Rishonim. But he says that in places where they're no egg not to do that, so it's not considered to be a bad omen. He suggests that maybe in earlier times, so dafka for Avelim, they would pass it, because people would... They would lie down, they would recline on couches, and you know, they had like a private tray, but when they were in Avelis, they didn't. So then you had nowhere to put it, so then they would hand it to them. But Bizman is that maybe it wouldn't. But again, certainly the general recommendation would be, the Pashas and Shulchan Aruch, not to pass not from hand to hand, but rather to put down the piece of challah in front of somebody, or if it's on a tray, and you pass the tray around, and each one takes from the tray, that certainly would be acceptable as well. Have a wonderful day.